What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I just could not walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Shepherd of our valley. He's the rock of our salvation. Amen. He's the one that we can depend on. Amen. There's a song the Lord gave me a few years ago. Amen. It talks about how we can't count on the government. We can't count on our friends sometimes. Can't count on a lot of things, but you can always count on Jesus. Amen. I'm glad we got somebody we can go to that we can count on today. He'll never let you down. He'll never fail you. Amen. He'll never leave, never forsake you. Amen. He is a friend. That sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. He is closer than a blood relative to those, amen, who call him Lord and Savior, most of all to those who call him friend. Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. I know we've been in Hebrews the past month or so, but it won't hurt us to go back there a little bit for just a little span of time. Hebrews chapter 1. At very beginning verse here in Hebrews, it says, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed the heir of all things, by whom he also made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. You may be seated there. This verse here, in verse 3, it has two little words, amen, that have just stuck with me the last month or so, and I just can't get over those two little words. I mean, let's read this verse again. He's talking about Christ. Talking about in these last days, speaking to us by his Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in verse 3, he explains what he's like. He says, who, being the brightness of his glory, he's the brightness of God's glory, and the express image of his person. Christ was coming to this world, God made flesh. Amen. His express image of God himself, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Amen. You know, this world is upheld by the word of his power. Amen. This world is not a coincidence. It's not a big bang. Amen. God's got it all under control, and it hangs in the balance. Amen. By his power. But he says, and the things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. When Jesus had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of God. Amen. He was sitting down there on the right hand of God when he had purged our sins. These two little words, by himself. Amen. These two little words have really gripped my heart and my attention over the last few months. Yeah. Hey, man, I begin to think about God. You know, God doesn't need our help to do anything, Brother Jerry. God doesn't need me to wake up in the morning and say, well, Lord, let me help you do this or let me help you do that. Lord, I can help you make the sunrise today. Or, Lord, I can help you make the moon rise at night. Amen. Job had a lot of questions for God. Hey, man, you read in the book of Job. Hey, man, but God had a lot more questions for Job. He asked Job many questions. Questions like, where were you when I formed the earth? Where were you when the rain clouds came down and poured rain upon the earth? He's trying to tell Job that Job don't have any power. Everything that comes from above is from God. Every good gift comes from above. The Father of lights, amen, cometh down from above. God doesn't need my help. He doesn't need your help. Amen. He can do it all by himself.
Yes, he can.
Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but for years I've been trying to do a lot of things by myself. Trying to do a lot of things on my own. Trying to get a business started. Trying to run things up my way. Trying my best. I was seeking God in these things, but didn't realize what it really meant to surrender and just let go to God. Amen. It's a scary feeling, Brother Terry. The time comes and the moment comes that you have to say, God, I don't have any control over it. God, it's yours. Amen. And sometimes people get so scared about that. When they first become a Christian, they begin to think, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to live this life. They begin to wonder, I can't live like a Christian. I can't live that way. It just seems too hard.
Yeah.
Well, friend, it is too hard for you.
Amen.
Amen. But there ain't nothing impossible with God.
Yeah.
Amen. God can take it and He can help you run with it. Amen.
Yes, He can.
You don't have to do anything by yourself. Amen. Because God can do it all by Himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he
Amen. Did you know that the world was created by Christ Jesus? He was created with the means of Christ. If you know that they hadn't been a Christ, there wouldn't have been a world today.
That's true.
God made the world by Christ.
Yeah.
Yes, brother.
It was created through Christ.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, we just read that. By whom He also made the world.
Yeah.
Yes. He said, let us make man in our own image.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
God had to have Christ in the picture or there wouldn't have been a world. Why is that? Because Christ is part of God.
Amen.
Just as much as God is part of God, Christ is part of God. The Holy Spirit is part of God. You can't have one without the other. There's a lot of religions out there that'll say such, but it ain't true. You can't have one without the other. Jesus says, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Amen. And you can't come to the Father except the Holy Spirit draw you. They are three distinct persons. Amen. But they agree together as one.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
God holds this whole world in the palm of His hand. Man, I love that song when I was a kid. I'd go to the Nazarene church when I was a kid. And they sing, He's got the whole world in His hands.
That's right,
Man, I tell you, when I was a kid, I believed that with all my heart. You know, it's funny how when you get older, your faith starts getting shorter. Hey, man, you don't believe like a child anymore. You don't have a childlike faith. But Christ talked about how the kingdom of heaven is like these children here. Hey, man, out of the mouths of babes thou hast perfected praise. Hey, man, where's our childlike faith gone? Hey, man, where's the days gone where we to cling to God. Amen. Is our daddy. Amen. Because that's what He is. If you're a child of God, then He is your father. Amen. He is your daddy. And there's nothing wrong with coming to daddy and asking for something. God knows what you have need of. Amen. If you ask for a piece of bread, will He give you a serpent? No. He knows what you have need of before you even ask. Amen.
Yes, He
does. God's able to do this by Himself.
Yes.
Man, those words have just been on my heart. By Himself. You know, God don't need me.
That's right.
Amen. He loves me. Amen. He gave His only begotten Son. But He doesn't need anything I have. He don't need my money. He don't need my ability to play guitar. He don't need my anything I've got. Amen. But I need everything that He's got. Amen.
Yes.
I need everything that He's got.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When you finally get to where you can realize, Amen. That God is God and He's able to do it all. There is nothing that you can ask God that's too big for Him.
Yeah.
And when you finally get to realize, you'll be truly free.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. You'll be free indeed.
Yeah.
When you realize the truth, amen. The Bible says the truth shall make you free indeed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Amen. A lot of Christians today just don't know the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They think they know the truth.
Yeah.
Well, I read my Bible. I pay my tithes. That's the same thing the Pharisees said way back in the day.
Yeah.
Amen. But God, amen, looks on those with a contrite spirit. He looks on those with a broken heart and a heart towards serving Him.
Yeah.
Amen. That publican didn't only have a contrite spirit, but he wanted to change so that he would please God. Amen.
Amen. Yep.
He wanted to please God. Amen. God could do it by Himself. You know, you can't live the Christian life by yourself.
Right.
You can't wash away your own sins.
Right, right.
You can't forgive your sins.
Right.
Amen. You can try to forgive yourself, but your sin will remain. Amen. It takes God by Himself and by the ability to purge our sins that He said here.
Yeah.
Amen. It takes Him by Himself, God plus nothing else, Jesus plus nothing else, to save you. Amen.
Amen.
We're saved by grace through faith. It's His grace
that's
sufficient for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's not anything that we can do. Amen. Thank God I didn't have to be a millionaire when I got saved. Amen. Thank God I didn't have to be some big bodybuilder or somebody like that when I got saved. I'd still be lost today. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I didn't have to be somebody special. Because Jesus is special.
Amen.
Jesus is a special one.
Yes.
He's the reason we're celebrating Christmas this year. Amen.
Right,
every year it's all about Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. They call it Christmas. But what, boy, think about the all kinds of stuff that would go on if we called it Jesus Day.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's Jesus' day. Amen.
Amen.
We talk about the Lord's Day being Sunday. Amen. It's every day if you want to consider that. Amen. But Jesus' day is when He is born. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Jesus' day, Kathy.
Merry Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Merry Jesus' day. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you talk about not being politically correct. That's all right.
Amen.
Christ was not politically correct.
Amen.
Jesus didn't care about their political correctness.
Amen.
They had been the ones that had been in the wrong, and Jesus had come to fulfill what God had set out first to do in the law. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I tell you, Jesus can do it all by Himself.
Right.
Man, you trying to patch together a home that's falling apart? You've been trying to do it by yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. It'll fall apart.
Yeah.
It'll fall. You'll watch it crumble through your hands.
Yeah. Yes.
I know this. I've seen too many people have to do the same thing. I'm watching one right now try to do it all on their own.
Yeah.
Man, they try to go to church and they think that's all it takes. But if they don't give it to God, then it's just going to crumble. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
It's a house that's built on sand and not on the rock. Amen. And when the storms come and beat against it, it'll surely fall.
Yeah. Amen.
It'll be without remedy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You'll watch your life go to crumbles.
Yep.
You try it on your own.
Amen.
Amen. You have to give to God. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I know this from experience. Amen. It's just bubbling over my heart what God has done for me in the past few weeks.
Amen.
I can't describe it. I can't explain it.
Bless the Lord.
But amen. I tell you what. I got to the point. I was trying to, you know, run my business. Been trying to be run my business doing music stuff for years, and it just seems like I could just be above water just a little bit, just enough to breathe. Amen. Not really anything coming in. Not really anything happening in the business. Getting tired. Getting fed up with it. Amen. And I got so tired of it, I went to the back room. Sometime last 2 or 3 weeks ago, I grabbed my wife by the hand. Amen. I was waiting for her to get done with whatever she was getting done. I couldn't even say what I needed to say. I just took her hand, went back to the bedroom, the back room where I do my studying, where I do my work and everything. And I knelt down and I began to pray.
Amen.
I began to give it all to God.
Yeah,
say, God, I can't do this on my own. Amen. I have to surrender it to You. Amen. This business, this music, all my playing, all my ability. You gave it to me. I have to give it back to You because I can't do it on my own.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. About a week later, things start happening. Man, I tell you what. Won a contest. How many in here has tried and tried and tried to win contests but don't never win a thing? Amen.
Yeah.
I'm that way. I don't win nothing. They give you those survey things at Taco Bell. You print out your receipt and they say, well, you have a chance. So when the thousand, I say, well, if it's a chance, I don't need it. I need a guarantee. I don't need a chance. But I'll never win anything like that. But every now and then I like to, you know, try to enter a contest or something. They had a contest about making a video and trying to talk about music and all this stuff. And I didn't think nothing of it. This was before I gave my business to the Lord. Amen. And a few weeks after that, it was about a week after I prayed this prayer in the room, and it come to find out I didn't win one of the big grand prizes, which was like a $500 gift card to a music store. I'd won something much greater, amen. We have been talking about, most of being in college here lately the last few years. I've been talking about going back to college myself, getting an education in audio engineering and things to do with music, and I began to kind of struggle with that. Should I devote my time to that? How much time is that going to take up? How much stress is that going to be? But come to find out, I didn't have to worry about that anymore because the competition that I won, I didn't win the grand prize, but I won something much more valuable. Amen. I have lifetime access now to all the tutorials that I could ever want on how to produce music. Amen. I didn't have to go to school. God brought school to me. Amen. And just after that, doors just keep opening. I can't explain it. Amen. We bought a bunch of new furniture when they had all these sales going on and all this other stuff the Lord blessed us with. Come to find out, we began to sell things on LSN, and the same day, just about all of it was sold and paid for just about all of it.
Amen.
You know, when God does it, you just have to step back and say, God is good.
Yes.
You can do it all by yourself. I don't even have to do anything.
Yeah, right.
We do too much sometimes. Hello.
Yes.
Amen.
We do too much sometimes.
Right.
Come on.
Lord, I don't feel like I do enough. I want to do more for you. That's a good attitude to have.
Yeah.
But is God wanting to do more for you?
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes, just like Kathy said, we go to church just so we can say we've been.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do things for God so we can say, well, I did my best.
Yeah.
God says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
I'll give you rest.
When God's in, you can rest.
Yeah.
Amen. You can rest in His grace. Amen.
Amen.
And let Him take care of it, take over the rest of it. Man, I tell you, I had a lot more places to go, but I tell you what, I'm glad the way the Lord's working out this morning. Are you trying to do things on your own? Let me just give you another little nugget. I began to think about this just a few minutes ago, right before I got to preach. You know, there's a lot of people in the world that have tried to do things on their own.
That's right.
There's some people in the Bible that have tried to do things on their own. David had to try to do things on his own when he tried to gain Bathsheba as a wife. It wasn't even his wife, amen. He took the husband and put him on the front line so he could be murdered, so he could take the woman to wife.
Yeah.
And because of that, the sword never departed from his house.
Yeah.
But there's another man in the Bible tried to do things on his own. His name was Jonah. I don't know how many times I flipped on my Bible, try to read something, and it lands on Jonah.
Yeah.
Jonah tried to do things on his own. God told him to go down to Nineveh and preach to them so they'd repent, preach to them or they'd die. Jonah said, no, I can't do that. He didn't want to see them repent. By the end of the chapter, the end of the book, you find out that he didn't want to see them repent. He didn't want to see them prosper. Something, he had a beef with Nineveh for some reason. Jonah tried to do things on his own. He went down to Tarshish, went down to a ship. Amen. Went down to the bottom of that ship. Every time you hear about Jonah, he keeps going down, down, down. Why? Because he tried to do some things on his own. Mm-hmm. Yep. God sent him one place. He took off in the opposite direction.
Yep.
And man, he got down to the bottom of the ship, and all of a sudden the storm started rising, and the people on the ship didn't know what was going on. They said, hey, wake up here. You need to call on your God so we'll be saved from this mess. Jonah knew exactly what it was. You know what? When God reveals it to you, you'll know who's at fault. Most of the time, it's the person in the mirror.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He said, you know what? Throw me overboard. I don't want you to perish because of me.
Right.
He was willing to go in further. He said, just take my life, Lord. Just throw me overboard. I just don't want to have to do this.
Yeah.
Well, God had a great fish waiting for him. Amen. Old Long John Silver down at the bottom of the sea. Great big old fish swallowed him up. He was there. He spent the next 3 days in a big whale belly motel.
Yeah.
Amen. Begin to think about what he'd done. Begin to call out to the Lord. He said, out of the belly of hell I cried and you heard me.
Yeah, amen.
Boy, I don't tell you, I don't care how deep you get, how far you go. God can still hear and He can still save. Amen. Yeah. This morning. God is still able. God heard from the heights of heaven down to the belly of the whale, belly of the great fish. And the fish vomited up on dry land. And buddy, I believe Jonah took off a slipping and sliding and running toward them. It was a 3 days journey. He got there and won.
Amen.
Begin to preach to that city. I believe it was Jerry that brought this up one time. It only took 8 words and that whole city turned around. I believe he said, yet 40 days, I believe it was, and this city shall die, be destroyed. Something along that lines. And boy, the king of Nineveh got everybody. They got up, they got serious with the Lord. They turned, they repented, they fasted, whatever you think of, they did. And God blessed that city.
Amen.
He spared them. And Jonah got on a little pity party again. Lord, I didn't want them to be saved. I got something against them. And God told him another lesson there. He had this big old gourd to grow up. And he had some shade under that gourd. He just loved that gourd, just being able to relax and getting some peace and quiet. And all of a sudden, there's this little worm come up and destroyed that gourd.
Amen.
And Jonah got tired of that. He complains about every word out of his mouth. And God said, you know, how much more of worth is this whole city than that little gourd?
Yeah.
How much more worth of that? You know, when you try to do things on your own, you eventually have to do what God tells you to do, or you'll perish.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah.
So if you're struggling with doing something God tells you to do today,
yeah.
I mean, you better not struggle. Just do it.
Right.
Just mind the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, you don't want to be caught in the same situation. You think, Lord, I can't do this. It's all about you.
Yeah.
You think you've got to have all the control.
Yeah. Amen.
Who was in control when Peter walked on the water? It wasn't
right.
Peter.
That's right. Amen.
It was God. It was Jesus. Yeah. Why did he have command and control over the earth and over the sea? Because he made it.
Amen.
He's the author of it. We don't have that kind of control.
Right.
Jesus said in John chapter 15, he said, I'm the vine, you're the branches.
Yep.
Without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. Can't even take our next breath.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Gary sings a song, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can't get out of bed without God waking us up.
Amen.
You know, God already owns it anyway. He already has control of it. So why don't you just give your life to Him?
That's right.
Why don't you give your Christmas season to Him? Why don't you give everything you have to God and see how He can bless you in year 2020?
Yeah.
Hey, this year's about gone, friends. We'll never get this year back. It's gone. It comes around one time and it's gone.
Amen.
Some people didn't even get to experience the whole year. God took them out before they got to.
Amen.
You may not see 2020. Wouldn't it be better to give it over to God and say, God, my life's in your hands.
Amen. Right here it is. Yep.
Lord, here I am. Use me. Take me. I can't do it on my own. I'm going to ask everybody if they would to stand.
Amen.
God has spoken to you this morning.
Yeah.
I have no doubt of that.
That's more.
This message just went out and God said, I'll not allow my message and my word to go out and return to me void.
Yeah.
As some are already coming. If you need to come to the Lord, if you need to come to the altar for any reason, it may be to get saved, it may be to give a burden over to the Lord, it may be to finally say, God, I surrender. I've been a Christian all my life, but I surrender finally. Watch how God changes things.
Amen.
When you're not in control anymore and God is, watch how He'll change things.
Bless your Heavenly Father as we bow.